Can we all rise? You may be seated. Welcome, family and friends, to this joyous occasion as we gather before God and witness this union between Victor and Ellen. God is good. Just 20 minutes ago, it was raining, and so I was in my car praying, and the sun came out, the rain stopped. I'm worried that the prayers might run out, so I will try to be faster. My name is Ray Choi, and I was a pastor and a church planter for 15 years, and now my wife Jackie and I, we've been on sabbatical waiting for the Lord's next assignment, and I'm so happy to be here. I first met Victor through his brother Roland. Roland, his older brother, I met 20-some years ago at a church, and of course now he's serving the Lord. And through that connection, I got to meet Victor and then eventually Ellen. Please join me in prayer. It is raining, so let's speed it up. Father, we're so thankful that in the very beginning of creation, you begin with a wedding between a man and a woman. And you end all of human history at the marriage supper of the Lamb, another wedding. And here in the middle, we celebrate a wedding which is between Victor and Ellen. We know that this is a sacred moment. It is before you. Marriage is your idea. So we pray that you would be honored through this service. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'm going to read some verses. 1 Peter 3, verse 1. In the same way, wives, submit yourselves to your own husbands, so that even if some disobey the Christian message, they may be won over without a message by the way their wives live. When they observe your pure, reverent lives, your beauty should not consist of outward things like elaborate hairstyles and the wearing of gold ornaments or fine clothes. Instead, it should consist of what is inside the heart, with the imperishable quality of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is very valuable in God's sight. For in the past, the holy women who put their hope in God also beautified themselves in this way, submitting to their own husbands, just as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord. You have become her children when you do what is good and are not frightened by anything alarming. Victor asked Ellen if you could call him Lord Victor from now on. Just kidding. Husbands, in the same way, live with your wives with an understanding of their weaker nature, yet showing them honor as co-heirs of the grace of life so that your prayers will not be hindered. Now, finally, all of you should be like-minded and sympathetic, should love believers and be compassionate and humble, not paying back evil for evil or insult for insult, but on the contrary, giving a blessing, since you were called for this, so that you can inherit a blessing. For the one who wants to love life and to see good days must keep his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit. And he must turn away from evil and do what is good. He must seek peace and pursue it, because the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous and his eyes are open in their request. But the face of the Lord is against those who do what is evil. Amen. Victor and Ellen, this is your final premarital counseling session. I did not give you advance warning that we're going to do it here in front of everybody. But just try to tune out everybody and just assume we're at a cafe or at your house and we're just talking very comfortably. I'm going to ask, as a quick test of your unity as a married couple, I'm going to give you three choices for a sermon today. And without thinking too much, at the count of three, I want you to pick one of them, and we'll see if you guys line up. Number one, what is the most frequent sin committed among married couples? Message option number two, how do I respond when my spouse sins against me? And option number three, how do I practice the gospel in marriage? So think about it for a moment without giving any signals. And in the count of three, just say one, two, or three of the three sermons that you'd like me to preach on. One, two, three.
Three.
They are perfectly unified. Yes. Perfectly unified. It was actually a trick question, but I'm going to address quickly all three of these questions. What is the most frequent sin committed among married couples? The answer can be found in the passage that I just read. And you can think about it for a moment if you think you have an answer. And if they don't have an answer, I open it up to the crowd. You can also call in answers. What do you think, and there's some married couples here, what do you think the most frequent sin that is committed in marriage? So I'm going to give the married couple a chance first. If they don't have one, then friends, family, please help them out. What is the most frequent sin committed in marriage? Among married couples.
Should I just say it?
Yeah.
Dishonesty.
Dishonesty, okay. Any other choices? We sin through our lips when we fight. And so the next question, how do I respond when my spouse sins against me through their lips? And that is in 1 Peter 3, verse 15, which I did not read, which I will read very quickly. 1 Peter 3, verse 15, but honor the Messiah as Lord in your hearts. As you live your married life, it's very early now, but as you live your married life, the patience you have for one another as you get more and more familiar can start to wear thin. And there's something that arises or something your spouse does that bothers you, and it starts right here. You feel some type of way where the anger is starting to rise, and it's just about to come out of your lips. And they said something, they did something, and you'll be tempted many times over the many decades or however long the Lord allows you to be together, you'll be tempted to retaliate through your mouth. And how do we respond when our spouse sins through their mouth? We respond by honoring the Lord Jesus as Messiah in our hearts. And how do we do this? We remember what Jesus did. He died on a cross, and he did not retaliate. He embraced it. He took on sin, all of our sins. And he forgave. He said, Father, forgive them. They don't even know what they're doing. This is the gospel message. And we honor what Christ did for sinners like us. And so we are all sinners coming together in marriage. And when that temptation to lash out rises, ask the Lord Jesus to help you. Before speaking, honor him in your heart. Ask him to help you. And he will. He hears these prayers. You'll be shocked. And you'll be able to withhold that rising anger, receive divine help, and you'll be able to forgive, let things pass. I just saved you thousands of dollars of therapy. If you just follow what I say according to the scripture, it will never escalate. You'll be able to honor the Lord Jesus in your hearts. He forgave you. He took on sins. He quietly embraced it. And you can do this in marriage. And so the final question, how do I practice the gospel in marriage? It's in the very next chapter. 1 Peter 4, verse 8, above all, maintain an intense love for each other, since love covers a multitude of sins. As sinners, we will sin. It's just what we do. It's our nature. You will have some bad days, some bad moments, and the temptation, and sometimes you will fall, and you will sin. But on this day, remember the Lord Jesus. How does he treat us as sinners? His love covers over a multitude of our sins. He shed his blood. His blood covers over a multitude of all of our sins. And so now as we honor the Lord in our hearts, we remember the gospel. We practice it to one another. How do we practice it? We practice it by when the person sins against us, you'll be tempted. You'll feel it rising, this emotion. Honor the Lord in your hearts. Remember what he did for you and for the world. And cover over your spouse in love. Cover over your spouse in love. And you will have a great message, a great marriage that thrives for many, many years to come. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Yes. So, exchange of vows. It is time for Victor and Ellen to share their vows to one another. So they're already facing each other. If you could read your vows, so starting with Victor, if you could read your vows to Ellen, and then Ellen will read her vows to Victor. And you can use this mic if you like.
Right. I, Victor, take you, Ellen, to be my wife. Thank you for accepting me for all that I am. I will love you without any reservations and continuously work on myself to be the husband you want and deserve. I promise I will be here for you as I know you will be for me. You are my dream, my world, my love, forever and always.
Amen. Amen. And then now, turn this over.
I, Ellen, take you, Victor, as my husband. I will be your best friend, your confidant, and your strength. I promise no matter where life takes us, I will always find a home with you, to have and to hold, forever and always. I love you.
All right. That's great. Victor and Ellen have chosen rings as a symbol of their covenant to one another. They are made of gold, a metal that does not tarnish and that endures. These rings represent the ties that bind you together as husband and wife. They are an endless circle representing your marriage union, which shall continue broken only by death. And so here, Victor, I will give you Ellen's ring. And so, Victor, please repeat after me. I give you this ring.
I give you this ring.
That you may wear it.
That you may wear it.
As a symbol of the vows.
As the symbol of the vows.
I have made this day.
I have made this day.
Now you can put it on her. And here is. And so, Ellen, if you could repeat after me. I give you this ring.
I give you this ring.
That you may wear it.
That you may wear it.
As a symbol of the vows.
As a symbol of the vows.
I have made this day.
I've made this day.
Okay. Wonderful. Now for the moment that we've all been waiting for. Victor and Ellen, you have exchanged vows before God and these witnesses, and you have pledged your commitment to one another by exchanging rings. Therefore, those whom God has joined together, let no man separate. By the power vested in me by Almighty God, I now pronounce you husband and wife in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You may kiss the bride. Yes, I present to you Mr. and Mrs. Victor Peer and Ellen Yu.
All right.
Yes, that's it.
Thank you so much.
Yes, you're welcome. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. Pardon the way that I stare. There's nothing else to compare. The sight of you makes me. The DJ will do the announcements. The DJ is going to do the announcements. Yeah. Oh, he's in the back. He's in there.
Yes, thank you.
We're all done. Oh, he's waiting for me. Okay. Do you need the mic back? Oh, that's it? Okay. Yes. I think we're all ready to head over to that building for the reception. Thank you very much, everybody. Shall I leave this with them?
Over there? Right
over here, yeah. Great. Thank you so much. Oh, yes. I will leave.
Thank you.
Yes. Congratulations. Let me be the first.
Thank you.
Congratulations, Ellen. Congratulations.
Oh, that was great.
Yes. Yeah. Short and sweet, it didn't rain too much.
No,
I was getting a little nervous. It started to rain.
I know.
Wow, perfect.
Let's take a photo again.
Yes.
You're not sure? I heard it earlier,
but I don't know if it's
off. Okay. All right.
Nice. All right.
The hard part is done.
Yeah.
Really, it's downhill from here.
Yeah. Hopefully, I don't hurt myself doing it.
Oh, the dance. Okay, that's the climax of the night.
We'll see you in there.
Okay. Should we put in the car? Thank you.
Should I have gone over there? No, right?
Get it later, yeah. I was like getting nervous. It was starting to rain. My Bible was getting like all wet. It's like, oh shoot, I have to like change it on the fly. I pretty much just said, okay, just give the bare bones.
That was good though.
Yeah.
That was good, then you're right. It was a good move too. Make it simpler because the rain could come again.
Yeah, because of the rain, I said, okay, I'm just going to cut it short. Gospel's there.
Yeah.
So now, sure. Now she has to. Yeah. Well, they'll have the message. They can always listen to it again. Yeah. I'm not okay with that. Yeah. I'm just not good at, like, if I have a message and I have, like, all these logistic things, it's like, you can't really get into the message because you're thinking you don't want to miss a...
Also, when they don't have the... I always forget if they don't have... Oh, my gosh.
That's why, actually, it's hard to hold the Bible with my thing. So in the future, I should just write out the Bible verses.
Yeah.
But then I have 12 verses. That's kind of long.
Mm-hmm. Were they okay? Were they okay with everything?
Hmm?
Were they fine with how everything went?
Yeah. Don't you think that's the biggest sin? It is.
I mean, it could have gone any... You know, everyone's minds are going...
Yeah. Cheating, I said the adultery. Most frequent.
Biggest, right?
Didn't it say frequent?
The most frequent sin.
Maybe biggest? Biggest?
Biggest. Ooh. Did you record?
Yeah. Oh, shoot. I'm still recording. Forgot to shut it off.
Yep. I can clip it. You said biggest sin, but it's okay because it was very practical.